My name is Frances Stockard. On behalf of the Council of Chaplains, thank you so much for spending your Saturday morning with us. It is a beautiful spring morning here in Michigan, and we are here to honor and know our God just a little bit better, so that we can live the lives that He's designed for us to live. Thank you for spending this time with us. As usual, this prayer call is being recorded, only the audio version, so come as you are at all times. Myself and Co-Chaplain Sora Latasha Gray welcome you along with the entire Council of Chaplains. This session is being recorded and it will be uploaded on the Chaplain's Corner section of the SAC website. If you have any prayer requests, please place them in the chat. We have Sora's praying silently over all of our prayer requests in addition to our corporate prayer. With that as an introduction, I want to give to you our very esteemed Sora Georgia Rettman to deliver our meditation for this morning.
Good morning, Sores. Happy, happy Saturday. It's a blessed Saturday. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. And so, you know, that is something that we say and we hear it when we go to church or if someone is greeting us, but it really is a blessed day. It is a good day. Every day is a good day. And so I say to you, there are no bad days because every day is purposeful and God has designed his own plan for us every day. And I just want us to really think about being thankful for everything that God has done and continues to do for us. And knowing that, again, every day is not only a good day, but it's a God day. Because, you know, we have our plans of what we want to do in every day. Sometimes we plan things out weeks and days in advance and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. You know, sometimes things just don't work out the way we plan, but it's okay. It's okay because they're always, always working out the way God intended it to. And so in that, I want you to think about Anytime you've had a disappointment or something didn't work out or someone disappointed you, or even maybe you felt fear or anxiety, all of those things we are going to experience in this life. But when we put our trust in God, when we are reminded that He is our source and our resource for everything. And we say to ourselves, you know, wait a minute, let me remind myself of who I am and whose I am. And let me remember the promises of God and what He has told me about myself, that I am blessed and highly favored, right? I'm the head and not the tail, and that I'm blessed going in and coming out. I'm blessed in the fields. I'm blessed everywhere I go, I am blessed. And that if I have any cares, that I can cast those cares upon Him because He cares for me. You know, I always say I don't have problems. God has problems because I give Him all of mine. And so I tell you and I remind you and I encourage you to when these things come in our lives, and they do come because that's just a part of life. Things are just not always going to go the way we plan. Let's cast our cares on. Let's give it to God and leave it there. You know, sometimes we can take things to God in prayer, and then we get up and stand up from that prayer, being on our knees, just like we pick up our purse, we pick up those burdens too. No, let's leave them there every day, spending time with God. I mean, that's really where it starts. It really starts with us spending time with God. And when we do that, we can experience what is called the Great Exchange. So a few years ago, I read this book, and it was by Elizabeth George, really great author. And it's a book called A Woman After God's Own Heart. And it really helped me in so many ways, but it helped change my perspective as to how to address just daily things and really how I see God in my life. And not just someone I go to when I need something, but He is literally my Lord and my Savior. And so I start my day out with prayer, every day with prayer. You know, because what I realized is that, you know, we can get up early, go to work. We can get up early, get our hair done, right? Make those appointments. We can get up early to do all the things that we want to do. But really, we need to get up early and seek God early, spend that time with Him, because none of us can pour from an empty cup. And so we need to be filled with God's wisdom and His knowledge and guidance for our day so that He can protect us and He can prepare us and equip us for the day that is coming, the day that we're walking into when we go into the office or when we go into a meeting or a family gathering, so that our words can be tempered, that our spirit can be tuned in to what God is asking us to do. And so I want to read this one excerpt from this book that talks about this great exchange. It's what we come to God with, and then in exchange, what we get when we spend that time in prayer. And so this excerpt. It up here. Got it in so many places here. So it says, I call this time with God the great exchange. Away from the world and hidden from public view, I exchange my weariness for His strength, my weakness for His power, my darkness for His light. My problems for His solutions, my burdens for His freedom, my frustrations for His peace, my turmoil for His calm, my hopes for His promises, my afflictions for His balm of comfort, my questions for His answers. My confusion for His knowledge, my doubt for His assurance, my nothingness for His awesomeness. I love that part. The temporal for the eternal, and the impossible for the possible. I mean, there are no limits to what God can do for us. There's only the commitment that we need to make sure we start our days out by saying, okay, God, it's time for this great exchange. Let me give you everything that I have, everything that is not of you, everything you didn't want me to carry in this day, and let me be equipped with your love, your peace, all of your attributes, all the fruits of the Spirit. Let me walk in love and forgiveness and peace. Let me be kind. Let me share my testimony, maybe a word of encouragement with someone that I don't even know about. Sometimes our days are so directed by God that you know that you know, I didn't plan this to happen in this day, but look at what God did because I surrendered myself. And isn't that what we want? We want God to use us. We want to be used of God so that when this is all over, we can say all the things that we did, all the meetings we attended, all the community efforts we did, all the things that we did for family and friends, that we still make God a priority. And that what we did, the call that he put on our lives, the things that he asked us to do, that we were submissive and we were obedient and we did it. And that in all things we gave him thanks. We were thankful in everything. And so I just want us to be more thankful. I want us to spend time with God, be reminded of that. And I just want to share just one quick story that I experienced yesterday, actually. So I have a Deltaversary coming up, and some of my line sisters created this group chat, and they invited me in, and we were looking for three more of our line. And so we were all tasked with doing different things. And so I didn't volunteer to find anybody because I know how I am. I'll just do it. So if I say it, then I'll feel the weight of it. And so I said, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to do this other assignment that I was given, but I'm really going to try and find one of these sisters, if not all of them. And so I asked God to help me. Now, keep in mind, we haven't seen each other in over 37 years. So it's been a long time. And so, and we're all in different states. And so bless all of you that get to be together in the same state, same chapter. It's a beautiful thing, and I hope you cherish it because it's a beautiful thing. And so I prayed and I asked God to help me. So I know this seems like finding a needle in a haystack, but I really want to help find my other line sisters. And so I did some deep diving, and he said, well, find yourself first. And I was like, what? So he said, find yourself. And he gave me something to do online. And he said, see if you can find yourself, if the last place you saw yourself was at Langston University. And so I said, okay. And I found myself. And so he said, try and find them the same way. And I did. And I called one of them. And she said, how did you get this number? I said, I've been looking, and I just really, I asked God for guidance. And she said, I mean, really, how did you get this number? And I said, that's how I got it. And she said, because this is an Atlanta, Georgia number, but I live in Texas. And she said, I've been, ill since November, and I've been a little discouraged. And after our phone call, she said, I just want to thank you for calling me. I appreciate the call. I didn't even know there was anyone out there looking for me. And I definitely desire to be reconnected with my line. And we had prayer. But after that, she sent me a text message, just expressing how much she appreciated the call. Just the call. And I thought to myself, it was really God's divine direction when I started my day, not knowing that I was going to find her, but having all hope in God to direct my path. And so it was so an emotional meeting, but I just give God glory and thanks that I listened to his voice, that I submitted myself in the beginning of the day and asked for direction so that I could have an impact. But not only that, but that I could be used. so that I could be a blessing, because that's what he created us to do, to be a blessing to someone else. And so I just wanted to just share that, because it's sort of like a praise report testimony. So we're just so grateful for that. And so we're all connected, and so everybody's rejoicing. But again, every day is a God day. Yesterday was a God day when that happened. Not just a good day, it's a God day. God has his own plans for how we're going to impact every day. And so all we have to do is surrender. Surrender ourselves, our time, our intellect, our talents. Surrender them so that we can be used of God the way he intends, because we don't really know whose life he's trying to impact through us. And so I say, let us be thankful for every day, because every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is another opportunity for us to have an impact on someone's life, for God to use us in a greater way, for us to serve God in a greater way, and for us to understand more and more and walk in and walk this walk of faith, but really trying to fulfill God's call on our lives. She answered my call, but we all have to answer the call of God on our lives and what he's asking us to do every single day. So let's just be thankful. No bad days. No bad days. There are only God days. Even when something doesn't seem like it's working out, when that door closes, it's because another one has to open. When something is broken, whether it's a relationship or something or an issue, it's because God has another plan, another relationship, another plan that's greater than the one we have. And so with that, I say it's never a bad day. It's always a God day. So, Soars, have a very blessed God day today and every day. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Soror, Georgianne, and that message. Happy God Day. And at that time, I like to take all of us just to center ourselves. So we in the midst of this God Day together, that we just come here with clearing hearts, we clean our minds. Anything that is bothering us, giving us any trepidation, feelings, doubts, fears, we're going to release that right now. I want us all to take one deep breath, take it in, fill it up, and then exhale, release it. God, I want us to bow our heads at this time and just say, God, we are standing on your purpose, standing in your will, standing in your testimony. As our soror Georgianne reminded us, we must be thankful. We must remember that it's bigger than us, but we must always remember that it's your day. From the time that we wake up, just to say thank you for another day of life. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for standing on our purpose. But most importantly, we're standing on your word, because you have shown us many times that we are not alone, that we are here because we are stewards of faith, but we have a purpose to fulfill. We may not know it now, Father God. We may be still waiting on it, but we have to stay connected with you, have that intimate relationship with you, to seek you out first, Father God. You have shown us that no weapon will formed against us shall prosper. You have told us to be still. Because I am here, wherever you are, wherever we're gathered, and you are in the midst, like at this very moment,
You are here, Father God. Father God, I am here to be the messenger. You are telling me to tell some of our sowers to move out the way, Father God, so he can do the work that he is intended to do in your life. Some of us are still looking at out that front door for whatever has left. If it's that job, that relationship, some things that just need to move forward, I'm telling you to redirect your vision and your path and look out that window. God has already got it there waiting for you. He may have that back door open while you still out that front door. It's time for us to shift and move and start to clean house, not only mentally, physically, but spiritually. Father God, I ask you to take that time to connect. And while we're seeking that, we are waking up each morning and just taking a few moments of our time as we now say, if it's just to read one scripture, one verse, and take that and apply it day to day. It's not easy, as God, we are not perfect, but we have to remember that our sisters are not perfect either. So as much as the grace and mercy that our Father God's bestow on us, we have to make sure that we extend it to our sisters, but also to ourselves. For God, we are so hard on each other sometimes, but sometimes we have to keep ourselves uplifted. We have to be faithful. We have to make sure that we go in feeling that we are more than conquerors. When doubt sets in, when fear sets in, push it aside and say, not today, Satan. I am walking in determination. I am walking in strength. I am walking in my own faith. And let me tell you something, my sisters. Sometimes you need to stop explaining what is already due to you. Sometimes we need to stop going to our mother, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our best friends. We need to seek God and stand right there in the middle of whatever we're going through and say, God, I need you now. Think about Abraham. He became a father very late. God blessed him with a child. Then he sacrificed that child in the midst of everything he was going through. God called up on him, and Abraham said, here I am. Here I am, God. That is what we need to do. And I love how Sowore Georgian reminded us that when we wake up, sometimes we have to just move. We have to seek. He has to guide us. But sometimes we have to be there until we hear it. And we may not get it instantly. It may take some time. And sometimes we look for that aha moment. But it's there, my sisters. Hold tight. But at the same time, Sowores, as we step in something new, as we're moving forward, we may see some of our sisters, our saints who are not there. And I'm talking there in presence. So it's time to connect. That was my takeaway. Connecting, reaching. As he seeks us out, seek out your sister. Because what she may be thinking or feeling right now, we don't know. But just let her know that, sister, I'm thinking about you. I love you and I feel you. And you know what? That is enough, Father God. And all this is full, Lord. We just want to say that in the midst of everything that has been done, you've been there. You've shown us. Do not lose faith. You're here for a reason. We're all struggle. We all have doubts. We all feel broken. And in those moments, we turn it around with prayer, with fasting, uplifting, but pouring into ourselves. And God will pour into you. Pour into your sister. Pour into yourself. Keep our cups full. When you see something halfway, your sister running on E, running on fumes, pour into her, not only with your words, but with your actions, because they speak louder than your words. Father God, sometimes you have taught us to lean into you, not just trying to have understanding, but also guidance. And you will show us, we will inherit the things. But let me tell you, whatever is due to you will come, my sister. Quit seeking out the things that are not due to you. Quit blocking your blessings that are not due to you. Because if it was for you, it will come. And Father God, most importantly, we are continued to say, we understand what needs to be. We understand how things will fall into place. We understand that if we keep our heads high and focus on you, You will get us through those peaks and valleys. We fall down, but we will get up. Father God, I have seen those testimonies as our sower, Jerjan. I remember seeing times when my grandfather fell to his knees in prayer. And that's when I realized the power of prayer, the power of conviction, stripping yourself down to nothing and letting him build you up within, letting him shield you. But God, right now, someone needs to hear, remove those layers first. Remove those layers of doubt. Remove those layers because God has you. Our crest, I'm talking about our crest that we lean on as deltas, sometimes is not enough. But that shield, that cross will sustain us for eternity. So we have to call upon his name. We continue to give him the power. We continue to give him the honor. But most importantly, we give him the glory. So if it's anything that you do today, you connect. I want you to connect with your sisters. I want you to connect with that family member that you may have not spoken with in a long time. And it just may have time just got between us. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's has happened. But sometimes we just move accordingly in our life. Life gets the life in sometimes, but most importantly, continue to pour into yourselves so we can go forward and be the best women that we can be, the best friend that we can be, the best sorors we can be, the best mothers, aunties, wives, whatever we need to be, because it's not easy and this battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Let me say that again. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. And who you battling with? You battling with God? Then there's no one else more important than that. So Father God, as we come here today, I thank you. I thank you so much for having the platform to get this morning manna for our sisters. I thank you for our sower, Georgian, for setting the platform to letting us know, to sharing her testimony. But when it comes down to it, God, we are continuing to grow. We are disciples and we're continuing to lean. We are continuing to ask. But most importantly, we are continuing to be thankful. So God, through your loving son, we pray. We give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the power. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. God has really laid it on us this morning. He's laid it on us. And Sora Georgian's quiet, sweet way, she gave us the testimony of a lifetime. Then in Sora Tiana Baker's prayer, it's always passionate and spirit-filled. So God has laid it on us to have a God day today. So I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Source, for being a part of our prayer call this morning and ask that we go in peace, in God's peace, for our God day today. Amen and amen. So our president is not on the call this morning. Sora first vice or Sora second vice, do you have any words for the chapter this morning?
Sure, thank you. Good morning, Sora. It is Venus Brown, your first vice president. And I do also want to thank Sora Georgian, Sora Tiana for those heartfelt words. And I hope that they seeped into your spirit as they did mine and they will lead us. Not on this only on this day or this week, but they would just lead us every day that we would really think about those words. I also want to just give thanks to the council for your efforts every month. And this is 60 plus strong. I know in one of the meetings you talked about continuing to grow this ministry, and it does keep growing. So Soros, please keep telling others about this ministry and continue to be the light for others. I also want to thank ICT this morning for your work and your effort and making sure we have a vestibule for this ministry. And I just want to remind Soars that we have the expungement fair today. And if those that are working at fair, thank you. Thank you for being the God light and being the God for someone today. And this is a God day for them. It's going to change their life today. So thank you, Soars, that are doing the expungement fair. And then please don't forget that we have the skating fair or skating fair. It's going to be a family fun affair, but don't forget that we have the skating activity forthcoming on the 16th or the 13th, excuse me. And please ensure that you're passing the word for that event. It is a family event, and we want as many people to come out for that event. So continue to be the God light in others and continue to look to God and have a God day today and always. And thank you again, Soars and the Council.
Soars, be blessed. Amen.